afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, you probably didn't know this, but on Monday, it was World Asteroid Day. Yes, asteroids have a day of their own, and there should be a day where we think about asteroids because one could come near us, too near us at any moment. And to tell us about this, I have with me Marco Micheli. He works at the European Space Agency's Space Situational Office, but specifically on planetary defence, which he tells me is nothing to do with military stuff, but it's actually defending the planet from incursions, specifically from asteroids. Good afternoon, Marco.
Good afternoon.
Now, tell me something about what exactly you do and why it is so important.
Yes, what I do here at the European Space Agency is specifically working in a program, as you briefly mentioned, trying to do all we can to protect the planet from the impact of asteroids. And there's quite a few different figures here in our team. I'm an astronomer by degree and by formation, so my main activity is to do the observational part of this work. And that basically means using the telescopes we have. We have access to a network of telescopes all over the world to observe, to track asteroids, and not all asteroids, but in particular, the ones we call near-Earth asteroids that are the ones we care for because they are the ones that can come near the Earth and possibly impact with our planet. So our goal is specifically to measure the trajectory of these objects, predict where they go, and if we know the trajectory well enough, because we have enough data and good data, we can actually try and predict if in a future date, maybe years or decades or centuries from now, one of these asteroids that we know of can actually hit us.
So you're tracking these asteroids, and they are orbiting around the sun, and some of them get a little bit too close or maybe look a bit too dangerous, and so you're tracking a whole bunch of them. But do you also get kind of rogue asteroids that are coming from out there? Or is it just the ones orbiting around that we need to watch out for?
Asteroids mostly come from, let's say, the inner solar system. So they come from more or less the part where the planets are. Occasionally, though, we do see comets coming into our solar system. And comets are also something we deal with, something we track, because they can also impact the Earth. And some comets actually come from the outside of the solar, from the outskirts of the solar system. They come from what we call the Oort cloud, which is at the edge of our solar system. And when they do come in, typically pretty fast, they become visible maybe a few months or a few years before they come close to the Earth. And of course, we do have to track them too, because they can also impact the Earth. They're just rarer, so we typically talk about asteroids first before comets, because the vast majority of the bodies in our solar system that can come close to us are actually asteroids, and they are in the what we call the inner solar system. But comets do exist, and they occasionally also come through, just much less and much rarer.
And so, you know, you call this planetary defense system, which implies that you'll be defending the planet. But, I mean, you're performing the task of an early warning system, isn't it? I mean, if you saw one of these things and you thought, oh, dear, that doesn't look too clever, what can you do about it?
Yes, what we do is, as you said, mostly for now, is finding them and predicting if one comes close. But actually, we do have the possibility to do something. And that has been proven just a couple of years ago by a mission organized by NASA called DART, which will then be followed up by follow-up missions from ESA called HERA. And these two missions are exactly designed to study what we can actually practically do. What happened is that this NASA mission, DART, impacted a small asteroid a few years ago. They just threw the spacecraft on the asteroid, and they wanted to see if we could actually move it. And that's how it works. We can actually move an asteroid, and we can move it enough for it to miss the Earth. What is the thing we need? We need to do it early enough.
So do we have, or should we have, you know, rockets on standby with the capability to do this kind of thing?
This is an excellent question. It's something that's been discussed quite a bit in the community. At the moment, we do not have that prepared. I think it's something that will be probably developed and thought in the next decade or so.
It's wonderful to talk to you, Marco Micheli, from the European Space Agency. about what you're doing to defend the planet. It's not something we think about every day, but now we have International Asteroid Day. Thank you very, very much for talking to Fine Music Radio listeners about how it is that you're saving the world. Thanks, Marco.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing his clear skies.